I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen. On this edition of the AFN Aviana Report, Primo Specto 24-1 in modernizing to meet challenges. The 606 Air Control Squadron recently conducted an exercise, Primo Specto 24-1, which deployed airmen to austere locations to establish tactical command and control. Primo Specto keeps airmen proficient on essential C2 skills by putting them in realistic operational environments. It also instills confidence in airmen to teach and lead teams while providing superior air control.
This exercise aligns the 606 with the Air Force vision of mission over function by preparing individuals with the expertise and versatile skill sets required to win in the great power competition. During the exercise, the 606 tested a new tactical command and control crew structure by drastically reducing the number of airmen required to accomplish the mission from 120 to 26. The initiative allowed the squadron to achieve operational success while building mission-ready airmen prepared to provide unmatched air control when called upon. Captain Colton Stott, 606th ACS Air Battle Manager, shares the goals for future Primo Specto exercises.
This is the first iteration of this process. So we're going to take Primo Specto. This is 24-1. Hopefully we have another one this year. Hopefully we have four next year. We're taking this down to a quarterly event so that we are constantly improving our processes. So the numbers are getting lower. The capability of the airmen is getting higher. Our familiarization with our equipment is getting better, and that allows us to be faster, stronger, and more efficient.
Stott also said the 606th ACS plans to host this exercise quarterly to deliver elite tactical command and control at a moment's notice, anytime, anywhere. I'm Staff Sergeant Thomas Schoberg, AFN News.
Modernizing to meet challenges. With your Air Force News, I'm Airman First Class Spencer Perkins. Melissa Dalton, Undersecretary of the Air Force, spoke about modernizing Air Force and Space Force priorities to meet global challenges at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. The conversation touched on a wide range of topics designed to make the Air Force and Space Force better able to confront China by re-optimizing for great power competition. A focal point of the discussion was budget, resources, and modernizing the ground leg of the nuclear triad. Dalton emphasized the importance of Congress approving budgets on time in order to keep pace with the People's Republic of China pacing challenge. Dalton says, while the nuclear triad is capable and effective today, it will not be in a position to provide effective nuclear deterrent in the decades to come. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviana Report. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen.